The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. It's a special podcast because I'm going to reveal a secret I've been keeping from you for quite some time. Oh, don't worry. I wasn't just keeping it from you. I was also keeping it from all of my coworkers, and Becca, who works here, is one of my best friends, so you get to find out along with her. If you're curious about the video that's going to go along with it, you can text the word BABY to 91979, because I promise you, Becca's reaction to the news, it's even funnier to watch than it is to listen to, but it's still good. That's coming up as the first thing on the podcast. You're going to hear a recap of some conversations that I had live on the radio as a part of Way FM. You can listen anytime through the Way FM app or at wayfm.com. And at the end of the podcast, we're going to talk about making friends. It's so easy for kids, and somehow as an adult, I overcomplicate it. But first, here's your surprise.
I hate whatever's about to happen.
If you've had kind of a tough day, I'm so glad you're here. Mm-mm. Because we're about to play a brand new game called Secret in a Box.
The music is not helping.
It's going to be entertaining no matter what. So I've given Becca a box. She cannot see what's inside, and she has to stick her hand in and describe to us what she feels and then see if she can figure out what it is. Do you want to tell them why you're so nervous?
Because you were gleefully dancing beforehand, and you're like, I can't wait, I can't wait. And the last time we did this, there was a live crab on the inside, so I'm not confident in you.
Literally a live animal. So could be anything in there. Stakes are high. So Becca, feel free, very slowly. When you know what it is, I want you to shout it out.
Okay.
No time limit. Okay. Wait, here's your one clue.
Okay.
What's inside is a clue or a hint for the future. Stick your hand in.
What?
She's too scared.
Oh, okay. Oh,
did it move?
It fell. Is it a water bottle?
No. Tell me what you feel.
Joy.
What is it?
It's a baby bottle. Joy?
What?
Joy!
What?
Joy!
What?
Are you...
I'm having a baby.
What?
Wait. When? How?
This
who?
Is what? It!
January?
What?
I know.
That's like, you're like 80 weeks along.
Exactly 80 weeks. Thank you,
wait,
Becca.
Wait, do you know if it's a... Can I ask questions?
No more questions.
What?
Just wanted you to find out with me.
I gotta give you... This is terrible radio, but I have to give you a hug.
No, we're just gonna be over here crying again. This is when kids get involved in sports. You gotta pick out what they're gonna do. And I can't believe Tom's two-year-old is already doing it.
Yeah, we're signing him up for soccer. And, you know, at the house, he seems to really be into it. He's kind of kicking the ball. Sometimes he misses, but he seems to have an interest in soccer.
You're like, his foot can make contact with a ball. We're signing him up.
Yeah.
What do you actually anticipate that it's going to be like? Two-year-olds running around?
Just a lot of chaos. I mean,
yes.
It's not going to be like, wow, look at that guy. Like, he's kicking it in the goal. Like, I don't think it's going to be that. It's just going to be kids fumbling around. And, I mean, it's going to be fun.
It will definitely be fun to watch.
Yeah.
My dad coached that age for a while, and he's not a very patient coach. And the kids would literally just stare at butterflies. So he would run onto the field and pick them up and be like, run this way, and try to show them. So be prepared that Maddox may have a coach who wants him to actually play the game. It's not going to go well. We don't think twice about half the stuff we post online. But I read today that a third of our lives will be shared now socially. And it sticks around even after we're gone. Most of us will share about 10,000 different posts and pictures. And I've never really thought about how that's just going to stay out there. I think social media is trying to do a better job of being able to give family members access to accounts when someone passes. But it's really making me think twice about whether I really need to tell people that I cooked the frozen pizza with the cardboard on the bottom again, because that's going to be there when I'm gone. If you've got a pet, there's a good chance you're going to take about 400 photos of it every single year.
That checks out. Yesterday, I took 5 photos alone of my dog.
I don't even take that many photos of my child. That's too many. Kids get obsessed with things in a way that not many of us do. My son's favorite restaurant is the Rainforest Cafe. If you've never been, they have animatronic animals, and he thinks they're real. So he's been asking to go, and I said, okay, we'll go in a couple of days. Every time we've gotten in the car, he screams and cries and refuses to get out of his car seat because he wants us to go right then. The only time you're going to find that kind of obsession is if you work with United Faith Mortgage. They are literally obsessed with getting you the best rate possible for your mortgage. In fact, I refinanced with them last year and they treated us like family. It was such a great experience. And that's because it's literally run by family. It's a father and son team, John and Ryan. And someone came to our home to make it convenient to sign the final paperwork. See, they have a direct lender advantage. It means that there's no middleman. And this advantage often allows you to get a better rate. It can save you monthly and lifelong money. And that is what United Faith Mortgage is obsessed with. So go ahead, go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com and see that kind of obsession work for you.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
There's a lot of bad news when you start out the week, and instead of talking about that, we're going to share some joyful news. There was a family of four on a road trip in Australia, in the outback. Not the restaurant.
I know. I was like, Bloomin' Onion, sign me up.
The scary one with all the animals. Well, they ended up getting lost because of their GPS. It told them to go down this dirt road. It would be faster, but her tires got stuck. And there was no cell service because they were so far out and they didn't know what to do. But within 48 hours, there were helicopters searching for them and they saw their car and they were able to get them out of there.
Okay, that's good news.
It is, but I think most of us would follow a GPS down a dirt road. I don't know about you.
Oh, I have before. It took me straight into a cornfield one time, and I thought for sure that a movie would be made about my life at that point.
We'd only pray they could find her with a helicopter, too. Inspiration can come from anywhere. I was watching the movie The Help a couple of years ago, which is such a powerful tearjerker. But the nanny in the movie says to the little girl every day, "You are kind, you are smart, you are important," and gets her to repeat it. And I love that so much that when my little boy started going to school a year ago, I started doing an affirmation like that with him every single morning in the car. And then I started adding my own flavor to it. Things like, "You are loved by God. You are brave. You can do hard things." And technically, they're for my kid. But honestly, most days, I need them too. Technology changing is not always a bad thing. My mother-in-law lives here in town, and she ran in the grocery store this week, and when she came out, someone had smashed her front bumper in the parking lot, and she noticed a note on her windshield, and she thought, well, thank goodness someone's letting me know. But it wasn't from the person who hit her. It was from someone nearby who owned a Tesla, and they said, our Tesla constantly records video, and we have video footage. We just pulled it from the server of the car that hit yours and drove away. So if you want to give us a call, we'll share the footage with you. So she did. They gave it to the cops. They're looking for this person who caused her new car a bunch of damage. I didn't even know Teslas were like police cars constantly recording. I can never afford one. I don't know about you, but hopefully if something crazy happens, there'll be one nearby. Making friends feels like it gets harder every year. Kids make it look so easy. I took my son to the playground the other day. A little boy ran up and said, "Hi, would you like to play with me?" My son said, "Yeah." And then they ran off together and had a great time. I don't think I could ever be that confident with someone. But the mom of that little boy was hanging around. So I started talking to her, found out she's new to town. She was awesome. But I didn't even think to try to be friends with her because I don't even know how I would go about it. And as they went to leave, her son said, "Mom, are you not going to get that lady's phone number?" Just so confident. She said, "Well, I am now." So I'm hoping that Ella texts me. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.